the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And we're already clutching tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. Requirement, as always, plus 100 odds or greater. Could be the NHL, could be the NBA, could be in college basketball, could be in championship weekend of college football. It could be in the National Football League with week 14 underway already. So, Lundy, what do you have for me?
Fourth down. Go for it. Go for it. Go. Was there any doubt that that was what he was going to do last night?
Team Huevos, man. He is a lifetime member. Unreal.
He is exactly what the Detroit Lions and the Detroit fan base has needed.
Yep.
This entire time. They were just waiting. They were just waiting for him, man. That's all it got. Love that dude so much. Let's go to Sunday's action, shall we? In the afternoon, and my favorite plus bus, give me the Seahawks straight up.
Yeah.
On the money line, on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. You can snag that. It's kind of plus 120 across the board. I just found a couple of extra cents at Caesars, which is why Caesars is up there. It's at plus 120 basically everywhere else. FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, etc. Here's why I like it. I'm just going to give you two. You can dive into a bunch of different reasons why, but I'm going to give you two that just follow the trends. Geno Smith has never lost in Arizona as a member of the Seahawks.
Interesting.
Hasn't lost. He's 5-0 as the quarterback with Seattle when traveling to Arizona. That is reason number one. Reason number two, and I did a double take on this, hat tip to Jason Lockenfora, who tracked this down. Kyler Murray is 1-5 straight up in his last six games where he's been favored at home.
Wow.
It's not an against the spread, and he's bad against the spread too, obviously. Yeah. I think the last 10 times he's only covered three times. When he's a home favorite, as the starting quarterback, they haven't gotten it done. 1-5 straight up. Again, courtesy of Jason Lockenfora, who tracked that down. I'm going to roll with the Seahawks here, and let's take Geno Smith and the boys in the desert. Forget the points. Give me the money line.
All right, flap those wings, Seattle Seahawks, down there in the land of cacti. I'm going to stay out on the left coast. Let's go to San Francisco, and I say Caleb Williams throws not one, but two touchdowns. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Really don't deserve singing the fight song at all, but I like Caleb Williams quite a bit. Against a defense that's falling apart at the seams, and that is the San Francisco 49ers. And look at the juice on that bad boy. Plus 160. Roll the shoulders, because I indeed got seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Entirely doable for Caleb Williams. He's looking like the number one overall pick from the last NFL draft. The past couple of weeks, five combined touchdown passes. He's gone over this prop five times this year. He's number two with total air yards. Only number 19 in red zone completion percentage, but he has the 13th most red zone pass attempts of any signal caller this season. San Francisco last 5 weeks, an awful and atrocious number 27 in pass EPA defense. They've allowed multi-TD passers in three of their last five games. So I think Caleb Williams, maybe it's a quick strike to Keenan Allen that would help out my fantasy causes, a poor favor. Maybe a DJ Morrison, he's going to be in uniform. Cole Kmet, a dump off to DeAndre Swift. I don't give a damn who you throw it to. It could be a fat man touchdown. All I need is not one, but two airstrikes, and we're cashing in San Francisco at a plus 160 juice there. At BetMGM, with those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown. Should be easy pickings. And you and I, Lundy, are always bet on the longest yards per a catch. on the outstanding Cirque du Soleil star, I like to call him there, of the Pittsburgh Steelers. All kinds of contortions and bends with the long and lanky body, and a match made in heaven with that moon ball that Russell Wilson throws. So it seems like a high number, a 28 and a half on the longest catch, but I'm going to take that over. I think he's going to have another 30 plus yard reception against those Cleveland Browns, who we just faced in week 12. Remember that snow game there along the shores of Lake Erie? He had a 31 yarder in that game. And I think it's going to be more of the same this time around. 11 times he has gone over 28 and a half yards on the longest catch this season. And he's going to get Emerson again in coverage. That very generous cornerback for Cleveland has allowed the 17th most yards to his assignments of any DB in the NFL, along with a 110.3 passer rating, 13.1 yards per catch, and a 61.4% catch rate. Cleveland as a collective, just number 22 in pass EPAD over the last five games on the season. They have allowed the second most pass plays of 40 or more yards, and they have allowed 9 catches beyond 40 yards. Again, chunk gains. That is a specialty of George Pickens. You look at Pickens, too, number 3 in total deep ball targets, number 3 in total air yards. A guy that just is really getting it done across the board, especially way down the field, working outside the numbers. So I think he connects again on an explosive pass play with Russell Wilson. Give me the over! Numero cinco on the countdown, George Pickens, 28 and a half yards on the longest catch against the Browns, -115 at BetMGM. Good, sir! Fader follow.
Best part about a Friday show is I don't have to deal with you and your college basketball. I will absolutely follow on this. I think the longest reception actually for Russell himself is up in the 30s. I might take that one too. Just correlate the two of them together. I think Pickens can crush this one. We know we can do some big plays. Russell Wilson looking very good in the yellow and black in terms of getting away from Denver and getting away from Sean Payton, who didn't want him here to begin with. So all of those things put together, he's found this rejuvenation in Pittsburgh, and he's got himself a hell of a receiver in Pickens. I like your Cirque du Soleil comment.
Profit with Pickens.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. Let's go to, I would argue, the best tight end right now in the NFL. I don't think it is even an argument at all. Really in a class by himself. Yeah, he's better than Travis Kelce. He's better than some of the other guys that are out there. That's Brock Bowers, the rookie sensation of the Las Vegas Raiders. And a member of the Silver Black, I think it's going to leave you in the black. Give me the over on 68 and a half receiving yards in Tampa. At a -115 juice there at BetMGM. Look at Bowers. He's averaging 9.4 targets per game on the season. He's number 2 in total air yards among all eligible tight ends. He is number 1 in yak among the tight ends as well. 6 times he has gone over 68 and a half receiving yards on the air. Look at Tampa. They've been weak sauce defending the pass over the last 5 weeks. Number 25 at pass EPA. Over that span, they've allowed the 4th most tight end yards this season, allowing close to this average of 66.7. And again, we just need 69, nice, or more yards from Brock Bowers to cash in. 4 guys at the tight end position have gone over 68 and a half yards against them, and they've also given up the 6 most air yards of any pass defense in the league. So put all together, make some bank, fools. We're Brock Bowers on the over 68 and a half receiving yards in Tampa, -115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fader follow.
So I said it on the social channels on the interwebs. I said it last week. I said it on my show here locally in Denver earlier this week. If I had an offensive rookie of the year vote, it would go to Brock Bowers.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
I think what he's doing on that POS team is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And just wait till they actually get him a quarterback and a couple other things around him, and that he's going to be even better. I think if you take everything put together, I like Jaden Daniels. I like what Bo Nix is doing, obviously, here in Denver. But what Brock Bowers is doing on a dysfunctional team that was on a Vegas bender for 48 hours and hasn't slept, and he's still somehow breaking all the records, right? It's insane what he's doing right now. He's going to crush this number.
Yeah, he will indeed. It puts some damn respect on Aiden O'Connell's name. Wait a minute. I kid.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Put a little dollop of mayo in your coffee. Really, don't do that. You don't want, like, the soybean oil, the egg whites, the yolks. It's just not recommended, but that's what this jackass does. I'm talking about Will Levis. But I do love the over on his pass yards this week at 207.5. You look at Levis. He is taking on, the Jacksonville Jaguars, those hairless cats from Duval County, and they have indeed been the gift that keeps on giving on defense. They have ranked, whether over the last 5 weeks or the entire season, dead last in pass EPA defense. All the year, they're giving up 8.36 pass yards per attempt, 284.2 pass yards per game. 10 quarterbacks have gone over 207.5 against them. This opened at 208.5. I don't even know how it could be marching south. It makes no sense whatsoever. You want to alt market this? Take it like 225, get it plus money, do it. We're taking it up to plus additional plus money at 250 plus. Ladder the sucker out of it, because I think Levis is going to cash all of those steps in the process. A guy that's averaging 237.1 pass yards per game. I understand he's only number 20 in deep ball completion rate. I understand he's number 27, which is reprehensible and adjusted completion percentage. And he's only number 25 in air yards this season, but he has gone over this number 207.5 pass yards in three straight games. And now he's got the mother of all matchups. Will Levis uncork and break out the helmets. If it fuels you, I don't care. I just make us some money here in the end. So fade or follow Lundy, Levis over 207.5 pass yards against the Jags, minus 115 at DK.
Slam this. The worst pass defense in the league, getting a quarterback that, like, I thought Levis was going to have a better season than he has.
Me too.
I got to be honest with you.
Me too.
I thought he was going to have a better season, but some of it is starting to show here finally in the second half, second 40%, 30% of the season. So, and you get a chance to go up against Jacksonville. The team's pass defense stinks. It's going to be, you know, Mac Jones, and you're in Nash Vegas. I mean, put it all together and Levis should have a great game. Speaking of which, already had an SGP on this game for you that I'm going to give you in bonus time that's got payoff over plus 200.
Oh, that's a nice little tease. And hey, you want some more plus money wagers? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. It's 100% free. All of my content lives there. My fantasy football ranks, which I'm updating throughout the entire week. My fantasy flames pieces at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end are live on site right now. Top Props is going to splishy and splash and play in the sandbox on that website as well by night's fall. So, go to thegamingjuice.com and get it all. Lundy's spreadsheet lives there with all his puck buck picks. Brandon Velasquez cranking out some additional NHL content. And not only that, Nate Jacobson and Ben Wittenstein, they have been crushing it in college football all year, and they have all of their picks posted with all of the specific details and the written works in the major conference championship games going down this weekend. I'm going to be also churning out a piece on Gonzaga and Kentucky going down the late night tip on the college hardwood tomorrow. Get it all right now at thegamingjuice.com. Again, it's absolutely free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here, all the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with a deeper name and a low line that I think is going to cash in. Now, Lundy is back in the Seattle Seahawks. But down in the desert, a guy that could be a nice and chilled well of sorts and definitely whet the appetite overall. Give me Michael Wilson on the over 30.5 receiving yards against those Hawks at a minus 115 juice. They're at BetMGM. Why am I high on this? Well, when we look at Michael Wilson, he has done this 7 times this season. It's a really low threshold. And he's also done this in 3 of his last 5 games. He's been playing 81% of the snaps here or greater in back-to-back contests, so his role's really ramping up. Sure, on the season, only averaging 4.6 targets per game, and he's got 13 deep ball targets, a decent amount on the air, but he has won his routes the 36 most times of any wide receiver in the NFL. Now, he plays about 30% of the snaps out of the slot. That's actually a good thing because he faces off against the former ILL standouts. And Devin Witherspoon, who ranks top five in most yards allowed to his assignments this season. So he could definitely do some work in that capacity or outside against who? Josh Job, who's given up 14.5 yards per catch. You look at Seattle, yeah, they're number six in pass EPAD, but this is a low number. And if Lundy is right, maybe there's a deficit in this game, which will require Arizona to really throw it early and often, especially late in the game. So Michael Wilson, all I need is 31 of cash, which you have done consistently here the last handful of weeks. I think he does it again. Numero dos on the countdown. Michael Wilson of the Arizona Cardinals, give me the over 30.5 receiving yards against Seattle, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
When I first was getting ready for the show, I read that as Michael Wilbon.
Hey, man, speed for days. Wilbon, he's got it still.
You think so?
Sure, it's Vance age. I would take the over. Give it, you know, we'll put it at like 0.03. And I would still take the over.
Yeah, it was one of those. I was like, I was just going through making some notes really quick. And I was like, what will, Wilson got it. It was just like I didn't quite have enough coffee yet. Without the mayo, by the way, screw that. I did think it was, Wilbon. Look, I like this because again, I like Seattle in the game. And so because of that, if that's the game script, even if it's not like, I'm not expecting Seattle to like have this incredible blowout. But if Arizona's trailing, you got to be able to air out the ball. Kyler will look his way. I think this is smart.
You know what you got to do? You got to fade Tony Kornheiser, but always follow Michael Wilbon.
Number one.
Numero uno on the week 14 edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Oh, my goodness. Let's go with the Saquads. They're going to be flexing, baby. Saquon Barkley, do some extra squats in the gym this week and get yourself ready because you got the mother of all matchups taking on the Carolina Panthers. And I am not intimidated by this line at all. Very rare you see a rush yards line this high. It's at 112.5. And yes, I am insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. I'm taking the over on that 112.5 on that rush yards line for Barkley against Carolina Panthers and a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Carolina, dead last in rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks in the entire season. They have been lousy defending the run. How bad have they been? Well, on the year, they're giving up 4.89 yards per carry and 137.7 just rush yards per game only. So the running back position, three RBs have gone over this high number of 112.5 against that Panthers defense this season. And look at Barkley. He's done this a half dozen times, six. He's number 12 in yak per attempt at 3.40, number six in total missed tackles, four. So he's running behind a top 10, maybe even a top three run blocking line, depending upon what metrics you follow. You put it all together. All I need is three quarters from Saquon Barkley, around 15 to 17 rush attempts, and I think he's launching himself over 112 rush yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. My number one play of this NFL weekend, Lundy, fade or follow.
You're chasing those sexy legs, aren't you?
Yeah, man. They're hot. I'm gonna need my grips on him.
I think this is a good play as well. I hate following you as much as I am, but I think you got some smart plays in here. For everything from Will Levis to what we're looking for with Michael Wilbon. I think you got some smart plays rolling, man. Let's take advantage of it. I think this will be, even with the six teams on the bye, there's some player props and some matchups that can be exploited this weekend. And so I think this is gonna be a fun one.
You know what that means? I'm going to go over in the Fade 5 this weekend, so fade accordingly, and then we got to chase all the units lost, and bonus time! Bonus time! Maybe you're getting some additional action in the NFL. Maybe you're looking at the College Football Championship weekend slate. I know you're not looking at college basketball, possibly the NHL and the NBA. Lundy, what do you have?
You like in hoops, you like West Virginia tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to lay the, what's it down to, 9.5? I'm in.
I think it's
Georgetown. I'm in.
I think it's down to single. Well, Georgetown, from what I'm looking at, again, I'm starting to sprinkle it in, folks, just a little bit, not to the level that Brad is, but Georgetown hasn't played anybody yet.
No.
Like they have West Virginia's been tested. Georgetown hadn't played squat yet. So I kind of like West Virginia. If it's in single digits, I haven't even looked yet.
It's but 9.5.
Is it? Take yep. it. I think they win by 10 plus. I do. I don't think Georgetown's been tested. I think West Virginia has, in terms of feast week and all of that. I think West Virginia, I think the Mountaineers can get that one done. So I'm just throwing that out there. I haven't even looked at the spread yet. So you already answered my question.
Right.
Hey, one of my favorite anytime touchdowns for this weekend takes us all the way to Monday, but I want you to get this early, 'cause I'll bring this up again on Monday's pod. I love T. Higgins for a touchdown on Monday night. Against Dallas. Dallas sucks. And I like the idea of Higgins being able to do it. So I know I'm looking way ahead to Monday, but I'm snagging it now because at plus 130, it wouldn't surprise me if that doesn't shrink slightly as people start to pay more and more attention when we get closer and closer to Monday night football. So I just want to throw that one out there really quickly. I told you in that Tennessee Jacksonville game, I've got an SGP for you. I'll give you two options. I'll give you the just straight up simple one. And then there's another one that I added a leg if you want to go for a little bit of extra juice. Let's start here. Will Levis, give me 200 or more passing yards. Brad and I already told you we both like him over the standard line, which is around 205 or 207. And Brad even likes the idea of laddering him up to, say, 225. All I need is 200 out of Levis. Should be relatively easy. We talked about Calvin Ridley. Give me 50 or more, 50 or more receiving yards for Mr. Riddle. And give me Tony Pollard to have at least 60 on the ground. 60 for Pollard. 50 for Ridley, 200 for Levis. That's plus 202 at DraftKings. I'll take a 2-to-1 payday for something that simple. However, you want to sprinkle one last little piece in there. If you add in Will Levis to have a touchdown pass, just one, that bumps it up to plus 228. So if you want to do a three-legged, you're fine. If you think he's going to have a passing touchdown, maybe to Ridley. You can add that leg in there, and that'll make it go up to a plus 228. Brad, I'm a glutton for punishment, and I don't know, maybe it's the holidays. Maybe there's a little something extra in the cup this morning. but I told you I like Seattle as a dog at plus 122. I'm taking your Bears as well at plus 162.
I think you would everybody else.
I'm surprised the number hasn't come down because I think everybody is jumping on this team to perform on the road against a crappy San Francisco team that's dealing with way too many injuries across the board with Brock Purdy, who looks human now that he doesn't have all of his weapons and everything around him and a defense to be able to back him up. I think a lot of people are doing it. I'm surprised it hasn't come down. But right now you can still get the Bears at plus 162 to straight up win in Santa Clara on Sunday afternoon, and I'm taking it. I think the Bears pull it off. You already talked about Caleb Williams having two passing touchdowns. If that happens, follow the bouncing ball, people. It's pretty good at Chicago to be able to get it done. They finally got a coach that these guys do not like or respect out of the way, and maybe this is something that gives them a little bit of an edge. Plus, you're talking about a chance to go on the road and at least make a little bit of a statement. And I think Caleb Williams wants to continue to show why he was the number one pick. So it's a little bit of a TYG special, folks. Trust your gut. But I like Seattle, and I also like the Bears straight up. Brad, give it to him. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Huevos, partly play of the daytime under the prime time lights. And you know T-Swift is going to be in the house because this game being played in Kansas City, LAC against the Kansas City Chiefs, which I'm honestly tired of talking about watching in prime time, and they're going to find a very lucky and spectacular way somehow in some way to pull this sucker out against the Chargers. While being in control, you watch for like all but 1 minute of play, and that'll be all she wrote. That's just kind of the name of the game with this Kansas City franchise this year. But I am going to play a little Team Huevos parlay play SGP style in this contest. Give me Justin Herbert. Oh, yeah, the long flowing locks there. 200-plus pass yards, Justin Herbert. 15 or more rush yards, and Patty Mahomes. 200-plus pass yards. I'll reserve the payoff there, and I built this at ESPN Bet. And let me give you the background on each one of these. Herbert, 200-plus pass yards. He's done it in six of his last eight games. He only had 179 the prior matchup way back in week four against Kansas City. That's when the Chiefs' pass defense was actually respectable. You look over the last 5 weeks, they're number 29 They are awful in terms of pass EPA defense in that five-game stretch. Over that stretch, they're giving up 256 pass yards per game on the year. 10 quarterbacks have hit the over on 200 pass yards against them. And seven straight, they have allowed at least a 200-yard passer again. So I think Justin Herbert extends that streak to 8. He gets over 200 yards through the air. Now, 15 or more Herbert rush yards. Kansas City giving up 22 rush yards a game at the quarterback position. 5 quarterbacks have gone over this. The good news here is that Kansas City is a high-pressure defense. They're the 5th highest pocket pressure rate at 26.5% of any team in the NFL. Herbert is running more often. A little spring in the step. He has gone over this in 4 of his last 6 games on the season, averaging 4.2 rush attempts per game and 17.7 rush yards per game. So I think he will scoot to at least 15 yards in this one. The Patty Mahomes, 200 or more pass yards. Guy's averaging 35.6 attempts per game through the air this season. He threw for 245 the first match against LAC back in week 4. I know the Chargers are number 7 in pass EPA over the last 5. But on the year, they're giving up 221.5 pass yards per game, and 7 quarterbacks have gone over 200 yards against the Bolts this season. So to recap the Team Huevos Parlay play this NFL weekend, SGP on Sunday Night Football, Justin Herbert, 200-plus pass yards. Justin Herbert, 15 or more rush yards. Patrick Mahomes, 200-plus pass yards. That shakes out to a cool plus 163. Again, built at ESPN Bet. Additional bonus time. Lundy, let's stay in the NFL. You mentioned the Riddler. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who is going to be that cat? I think it's going to be Calvin Ridley. I'm going to take him to the alt market, 70 more yards. And I grabbed that at DraftKings at plus 125. It's Jacksonville. And most importantly, you look at the Jags, they've allowed the 4th most wide receiver yards this season. They've allowed 11 guys to crack the 70-yard mark against them. And he is going to get nothing but a whole lot of Ronald Darby, who's a gift that keeps on giving. He is allowed a 128.8 passer rating in his assignment, 71% catch rate, the 4th most yards of any defensive back in the National Football League. Look at Ridley, 7.3 targets per game. He is numero uno in total air yards, numero tres in total deep ball targets, averaging 15.8 yards per reception, and also number 25 in total route wins. He gets separation, and he burns defenses. He's done this in 4 of the last 6, plus 125 for him to exceed 70 yards. Yeah, take my money. And again, I grab that there at DraftKings. Additional bonus time action. Let's go with another burner. An MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I'll take the over on 36.5 receiving yards. A guy has been incredibly electric here the last 3 games. He has done this in 2 of the last 3. Fell just shy at 36, I think, in the last game. But he is averaging 19.6, averaged at the target, 26.3 yards per reception over the last 3 weeks, in which he went 109, 87, and again, that 36 last week. He gets the G-men. They stink. The Giants number 31 in pass EPAD over the last 5. I know Adoree Jackson is back. He's only played 141 coverage snaps this season. Yeah, he's only got up 8.3 yards per catch and 89.3 passer rating. But on the year, 19 guys at the wide receiver position have reached 37 yards. I think MVS does it on the road this week. And then finally in the NFL, I'll throw one more out at you. I'm not going to give really any background why the Jets are checked out. I'll take this on SGP. Give me Miami on the money line. And then give me the juggernaut, Jonnu Smith, over 4.5 receptions. On that standard line, it's like minus 155. But if you parlay it with the Dolphins to get the victory, it's plus 115. And Jonnu's target shares have skyrocketed the last about 5 weeks running. He's probably going to get another maybe upwards of 10 targets in this game. All it is 5 grabs in Miami to win, and we cash in there, plus 115, built at BetMGM. Oh, Lundy, I got some more college basketball. Who's playing tonight? ILL, you suckers, at Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston, Illinois, taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. Chicago's Big Ten team. Freaking idiotic. Illinois has got to blast that ass. I'm going to lay the 3.5. Yes, maybe biased, but try to bury the bias and be objective. Illinois is number 1 in college basketball in EFG defense. They have been suffocating, giving up 44.1%
inside the arc and only 26% outside of it. Illinois is deep, they're long, and they're uber athletic. Kasper Jekyll-Schwein is a guy that I think is really going to put up some crooked numbers in this game. Tomislav Ivasic, another guy, can beat you inside, outside at 7'1". He's a supreme rim protector. And you look at Northwestern, they're 191 EFG offense, 117 EFG defense. Very good team in terms of turning the opponent over on 20.4% of their possessions. Illinois got to play a clean game, but Kylan Boswell has been a lockdown defender in that backcourt for the ILL. And Northwestern can't shoot. Their two-point percentage offense is atrocious. Their defense is bad. Illinois, I know it's a rivalry game. These are generally close, but 3.5, I think it's not enough. I think Illinois wins by 5 or more. I will lay the chalk there. And then last one I got for you, North Texas in High Point. I'm going to take the over at 127.5. Now, normally I back unders when it comes to everything mean green. They're one of the slowest teams in the country. High Point is too, with 342 in tempo. But the offense of High Point is damn good. They're 35 in the country in EFG offense, shooting 55.7% inside the arc and 38.4% outside of it. And most importantly, North Texas fouls like crazy because of their pressure defensive style. And what does High Point do? They make a boatload of free throws. They're shooting 77.6% for the charity stripe. 27.1% of their points are coming on those freebies. That, I think, will be the difference of the overhitting in this game. I think it's going to be north of 130 in the end. So I'll play the over on North Texas and High Point at 127.5. I got to prepare mentally right now for Illinois and Northwestern. I got to prepare my body and mind as well for Gonzaga, Kentucky tomorrow, the late night tip. I will have a pick on that either tomorrow morning or on the late night tip tonight at thegamingjuice.com. So check that out. But I'm out of breath and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do me a favor, follow Lundy, please, on the X where he's always giving it to you. At Nate Lundy, follow myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Yeah, Jackals, it's 100% free to sign up. Read all of our excellent content, including our daily picks across the sports spectrum. And as always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you. I am.